Well, just over 8% of Americans with vision problems don't have vision insurance. Half of those who have the option to buy vision insurance choose not to. Health News Florida's Dalena Miller talked to some Tampa Bay area residents who wear eyeglasses and think vision insurance just isn't worth the cost.
Musician Dave Eichenberger is on his computer at his Newport Richey studio. He's uploading a headshot to an online optical store so he can virtually try on a pair of fuchsia-tinted eyeglasses.
Oh, I'm sideways, but we can fix that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to rotate my head sort of like that, and then we have to scale this. Oh, okay.
Americans spend more than $15 billion each year on eyewear. Eichenberger feels a lot of that is expensive eyeglasses and insurance premiums that aren't worth paying.
What I found was that it is really not serving a lot of people out there. It certainly didn't serve me.
Vision and dental are not part of most healthcare plans, so people have the option not to purchase them. Eichenberger pays for a supplemental dental plan, but doesn't have a vision option, and he knows he couldn't afford it.
Money that I would have to spend on vision insurance so far exceeded what I just spent out of my pocket on glasses and an exam.
So he found a local optometrist willing to do the exam for $50 and purchases his progressive bifocals online, spending less than $200 altogether. Those one-stop shops you see in malls and shopping centers, like Lens Crafters or VisionWorks, rarely offer the new discounts popping up online and at some retailers. Marina Berry is a young tattoo artist in Tampa. She has astigmatism, an imperfection that 1 in 3 Americans have, and it can make eyeglasses really expensive.
Pay out of pocket, it's around $50 for an eye exam, but it's like the lenses that'll be the issue, is actually getting them made for you, especially if you have like such a special condition as I do.
She got her exam done at Optical Outlets, one of the stores that's offering special exam and eyeglass bundles. She says her astigmatism still pushed the price up past the advertised $90 to $250. She says that's still a lot less than paying monthly premiums and all the special upgrades insurance typically doesn't cover.
It just doesn't really seem worth it to get the insurance. There's optical outlets everywhere. There's Walmarts everywhere.
Kyle Barnett is a district manager in Florida for America's Best, another discount retailer. He touts his company's $69.95 special, which includes an eye exam and two pairs of glasses. While the pricing changes depending on a patient's needs, he says they're transparent about every fee.
We definitely want to reach out to those that don't have the managed care piece or the vision insurance, and also for those that are looking for just a great deal.
Barnett says one of the biggest advantages to their deals is that, like vision insurance, it encourages people to come back for regular checkups.
People are more prone to come back in, and really increasing the frequency of the eye exams in our local area and to help fight all those ocular diseases by finding them early.
Musician Dave Eichenberger knows it's dangerous to wait too long between exams. He's diabetic and has a higher risk of eye damage called retinopathy.
By the time you notice vision problems, things have gone horribly wrong already. So you don't want it to get to that. So you want to go to the eye doctor all the time.
He says because he's not limited by insurance requirements and monthly premiums, he can afford to go at least once a year. For Health News Florida, I'm Dalena Miller.